Oh, we had a good hard practice. Spirited, good competition between the offense and the defense. I felt like we've been a little bit rusty the first part of this week, trying to get back into the groove of playing hard and playing fast and getting our rhythm back as an offense. And last week we weren't able to operate in a normal practice routine, working more in small groups, and that had a little bit more of an impact on our timing than I thought it would. But I felt like today we really took a good step forward in the right direction, and looking forward to tomorrow having another good practice, and then we'll be close to game time.
Thank you. We'll take a question from Jared Lloyd.
Hey, Jeff. Just along the same lines, timing is so big as part of a college football offense. And are you seeing it come back? How hard is that to get? And can you really gauge until you get to game time just as far as getting the timing as you need it to be?
Yeah, I think you can. I think you can. To answer your first question, timing is essential. I think probably more so on offense than on defense, just because so many things have to be in sync when we're throwing the football. The receiver's got to be breaking at just the right depth, and the quarterback's got to be in rhythm throwing the ball, anticipating that break, and the receiver's got to come open just as the ball's getting there. In the run game, the running back's got to be on the right track and in the right place when he's supposed to be, in relationship to the offensive lineman, and those guys have to be in sync. And the timing is a huge part of offensive football and rhythm, and I think you can gauge that. And I felt like we lost a little bit last week. I did. I was not extremely happy with that, and really with our tempo the first couple of days. But like I said, we challenged them hard today, and I felt like they responded. And so I think we're moving in the right direction, and with another good practice tomorrow, I think we'll be ready to get close to game time.
Okay, thank you. We'll take a question from Norma and then Jay Drew.
Hey, Coach. Sorry, I don't have my face up today. I had a rough, long day, and you guys do not need to see me right now. But talking
about – You look great.
Thanks. That photo is just, from 5-6 years ago. You were talking about how you kind of lost tempo and have kind of lost the timing of the offense a little bit because of the weird circumstances that you guys have had. But can people sort of expect the same type of attack that the offense showed against Navy?
That's a great question. One thing I've said since I came here 2 years ago is that I felt like balance was important on offense. And with the exception of just a few outliers, if you look at most offenses across the country, they're balanced between run and pass. And I think even more importantly than number of times you run the ball or throw the football, if you present to a defense the ability to run the football or throw the football in all situations, in all field zones, then I think you make yourself much harder to defend. And there will be some games where the run game will come easy and we'll feature the run game a little bit more. And then there will be other games where they're working harder to take away the run game, and they'll give us the one-on-one matchups that we're looking for on the outside, and the pass game will come easier. And so whether we'll see the same type of attack or not really has a lot to do with how Troy decides to defend us and really what's rolling in the game. But we'll go into the game with the intent to run the ball and throw the ball both effectively.
Hey, Jeff, first a policy question. I know the coaching staff has a policy of not discussing injuries. Do COVID cases fall under that same I don't know what the question would. Are you guys discussing those or not?
I'm not. that's above my pay grade. you could ask the head coach on that one.
Okay, so you guys aren't going to say how many guys will be out or anything like that because of
that's
COVID.
Correct.
Okay. The other question I have is just, we know the three main receivers, they played well against Navy. How are the other guys coming along? Cody Epps, Chris Jackson, Braden Cosper. I'm trying to think of any others on the depth chart.
Keanu Hill would be another. But I think all those guys are coming along in the right direction. you know, Braden is a guy that's really impressed me this camp. Maybe the most improved guy on our offense, you know, and he's been hurt for so long, but he's really, really worked hard to get himself in good shape. He's leaner, he's faster, he's playing with an edge right now. He's probably our best blocker at receiver, but also doing a great job running his routes and catching balls. And so he's become a really dependable guy for us and really impressed with him. Cody's been in and out with injuries. And so I think he's just kind of getting back to honestly where he was early in camp because he's been out. And he'd come back for a couple of days and he'd be out again. And, you know, nothing serious, but enough for a young guy for it to keep him from progressing. Chris is coming along real nicely. Keanu Hill is a guy who I think has really taken a step forward this week. You know, he banged up his knee, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago and hasn't been quite at full speed. And to this week, he's starting to look like he looked last year before he got injured. So I think all those guys are progressing and will play some role in the game.
And we'll take a question from Jake Hatch and then Jared Lloyd.
Jeff, I know you've got familiarity with Ryan Pugh, I think as well as Chip Lindsey. I know that they're offensive guys, but can your familiarity with them help you develop a game plan as you go against this Troy defense?
No, not really. I mean, my familiarity with them only extends to how they're going to play offense. And I know they're going to put together a great offense and come in here and expect to score points. And I've got a lot of respect for Chip and obviously for Ryan. There's no one that I'm closer to in football or really outside my family than Ryan. And he's like a son to me. And so I got a lot of respect for those guys and I got a lot of respect for this program. I was at LSU when they came to Baton Rouge and beat us there. And, you know, they beat Nebraska not too long ago. And a few years ago played Clemson really close when Clemson was ranked high. So they're a program that's got a lot of pride and I have the, understanding from having played against them and watched them play for years what they're capable of and hopefully our players do too. I've tried to impart that on them, and so I got a lot of respect for the program, a lot of respect for those coaches on offense, and I know they'll come in here and do everything they can expecting to win the game.
Sure.
Jeff, what are the strengths of this Troy defense that you're going up against? What have you seen as you've prepared for this game?
A very active defense. It plays hard. I think there have been some subtle changes to their scheme from what I saw from them last year and what I've seen from them in the past when I've watched them. And I think those changes have produced a defense that looks to me to be just a little bit better, a little bit. They get a lot of guys coming back that have played a lot of football. And I think their experience, not only their experience having played, but also now this is their second year under the same system, under the same coordinator. And, you know, I think about the jump that we made here from my first year to my second year, just the players' understanding of the system and for us as a coach, understanding our players and playing to their strengths a little bit better. And so I anticipate a defense that's improved off of what they did last year, but an active defense that presents a lot of challenges to you. Multiple coverage defense, multiple front coverage, multiple front defense as well, and a lot of exotic types of pressures when they get you into third and long and 2 minute situations.
Okay, Mitch, we'll take your last question then.
Yeah, Jeff. You know, with last season, you know, it was well documented. Get up for big games, and sometimes had a little bit of. Maybe some letdowns against some other games that maybe didn't conjure up as much excitement from the outside looking in. Do you feel like from what you've seen from practice this week, the team is maybe better prepared to maintain that same level of excitement and intensity for each and every game?
Great question, and I hope so. I think, like I said, this week's been so different just based on the fact that we didn't really have normal routine last week. kind of bouncing back emotionally from not having the opportunity to play against Army and then not having the chance to really have normal practices and interaction with our players. And so it's been a challenge with guys in and out and us being in a different situation a week ago and then coming back to practice. And so what I hope is the case, and I think will be the case, is that we'll be excited to play football, that we'll have a gratefulness in our hearts for the chance to play when a lot of people aren't playing or maybe are hoping to play. And when we were in position a week ago where we were thinking we were going to play and then didn't get to play a game, I know I feel very excited just to play a game and can't wait to get to Saturday. And so if I know this team the way I think that I do, they'll show up on Saturday and they'll be ready to play their best.
One more question from me. You've been about 3 weeks removed since Matt's injury. How do you feel the tight end room has progressed with Isaac and Lane Lunt and Carter Wheat and all those guys? Maybe just give an assessment from post-Matt Bushman in that room right now.
I think that all of those guys are improving, and my hope is that the collective group will take up that void. And it's not just the tight end rooms. In some cases, the receivers have to take on an extra bit of workload. But I do think that's a young room. And because of that, all those guys are growing and progressing. And I think they're getting better every day and certainly aren't where we would like for them to be. But I think they're heading in the right direction and have been pleased with what I've seen from them in terms of growth this week.
Thanks.